crossbow arrow.
Computer-aided medical instruments are increasingly making life easier for doctors and their patients. It used to be that a common but complicated procedure to get a tooth crown required several visits to the dentist's office, while a dental technician was preparing the permanent replacement for a damaged tooth, the patient had to wear a temporary crown. Since mid-1980s, this procedure is gradually being taken over by robotic machines that reduce the job to just over 2 hours. Sitting in the dentist's chair takes even less time.
It's about 12 minutes worth of chair time for the patient. The rest of the time, it's work that's taking place outside the patient's mouth.
At his dental office in Northern Virginia, close to Washington, Michael Silvius and his assistant prepare a patient's tooth for a new crown. The actual drilling takes about 5 minutes. Instead of making the impression of the damaged tooth in a plastic material, Silvius uses a wand with a video camera to scan the tooth and the surrounding area. At this point, the computer takes over, designing the new crown and creating instructions for a robotic milling machine. A porcelain cube, no larger than the tooth, is inserted between two precise drills, similar to the dentist's drill, that grind away excess material, turning the cube into a perfectly matching tooth crown. To harden, the crown must be baked at high temperature for about 10 minutes. During that process, it also gets tinted to match the color of the neighboring teeth, so it is ready to be cemented in the patient's mouth. Patients are pleased with the result.
It feels amazing. The tooth feels like my tooth.
Dr. Silvius says even this technology may someday become obsolete.
The other thing you really look forward to is genetic engineering and eventually cloning so that you can make the crown out of actually enamel, just like the patient's natural teeth are.
But for now, he says his patients are happy to be able to get a new crown in just one visit. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.